Each week at this time, we present Legislative Report, and joining us on the program this week is Representative Steve Mentzer of the 97th Legislative District in Lancaster County. And Representative Mentzer, Governor Tom Wolf, had asked leaders in the State House and Senate to return to Harrisburg and enact a statewide mask mandate for Pennsylvania school students. The leaders have said that it should be decided at the local level. Do you agree with that assessment, as there seems to be an increase in coronavirus cases as of late?
I do agree that the decision should be made at the local level. The closer you can make these decisions to the constituency, in my opinion, is the best way to go about it. Now, the governor started out by suggesting that we should do that very thing, allow the local school boards and local officials to determine mask policy. And, for instance, in my district, I have Manheim Township and I have Warwick. Manheim Township is mandating the wearing of masks and Warwick is not. But again, those decisions, I believe, are best made at the local level. And quite frankly, the governor, up until several days ago, had that same philosophy. So, you know, we're struggling with why we've had this change, and so I don't believe our leadership will call us back to accommodate that. I think we feel that the decisions that have been made now are ones that we'd like to just continue with.
Can you give us an update on efforts to improve election integrity here in Pennsylvania?
Well, this is another case where we had passed a House bill, and it was passed by 110-91. Essentially, that bill provided for things like enhanced voter identification, allowing pre-canvassing, which means nothing more than being able to open mail-in ballots before the night of the election so that they can be counted the night of elections, and we don't have to wait for days to find out the results. We also provided additional funding for counties when they are going to go through the electoral process. And we made some concessions. I mean, I was not crazy about the idea of providing in-person voting early, but you know, we made those concessions to try to come up with a bipartisan bill, and unfortunately the governor decided to veto that bill, and he at the time said that one of the reasons he was going to veto the bill was because of the voter identification requirements. And then several weeks after that, he told us that, well, he'd be open to some negotiation on voter identification requirements, all the while vetoing the bill. So, you know, we've struggled with this changing of opinions and changing of decisions over the past several years, and it's been difficult for us to govern with somebody that decides one thing one day and then and decides another thing another day. So that's kind of where we are with the voter enhancements and security, and we're hoping to go back in the fall and possibly be able to negotiate with the governor on some of these very, very important election reforms.
And can you give us a brief status report on if there will be a Salute to Veterans ball game at Clipper Magazine Stadium this year?
Yes, unfortunately, with this variant, I think we've decided that it might be in the best interest of everyone to not have the Salute to Veterans. And we came to that conclusion in concert with some of the people who would be performing at the event and the stadium itself. So unfortunately, we're going to have to look forward to 2022 to bring back that Salute to Veterans.
Representative Steve Mentzer, I want to thank you for joining us on today's Legislative Report.